Trash.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, here's whose nose is collapsing before our very eyes. And this should not come as a surprise. Janet Jackson's nose. Stay away from her face because it just may fall right on to you. Janet apparently made a rare appearance on a red carpet the other night for some kind of icon award. And according to those who were there, her nose looked shockingly different. So TMZ consulted with a plastic surgeon. And he gave his opinion on the nose and says, it appears there is some nasal collapse and some retraction of the nostrils. This may be the result of multiple previous surgical procedures that has caused injury to the underlying cartilage support of the nose.
Did she catch it from her brother and it was just dormant for a while?
Yeah, they posted a picture of it in the New York Daily News, and there's no question that that thing is coming down. Take a look at that. That's about to collapse there.
Oh, yeah.
Janet has had a long history of nose surgery. She told Extra in 2006, when I was 16, I changed my nose.
Wow. Who's doing surgery on a 16-year-old?
Well, that's probably when Michael started getting his stuff done, and maybe they got a bargain. They got, hey, bring your sister in here.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll get hers for free. We'll do yours, do hers for free. All right, Lisa Marie Presley is suing her business manager for allegedly squandering only $100 million. She's filing a lawsuit against this guy. This guy lost $100 million over 10 years. Now, he's saying that, I didn't lose the money. Lisa Marie lost it. She spends it on everything.
As we learn, the king's making more, so what's the worry?
She's claiming that this guy, she's claiming that this guy sold 85% of her interest in Elvis Presley Enterprises and then gave the money to some investor. And she says the investor and his investments tanked and left her with nothing.
Wow. What is a better investment than Elvis Presley? Come on. There is no better investment than Elvis Presley.
Well, I would think. Right. I would think that would continue to pay off for another, maybe 10, 20 years.
Let it ride.
You'd want to keep your money in Elvis for another 20 years or so, and then you probably want to move off of that as his fan base dies off. But it's a solid investment for another decade or so.
They still got Betty Boop in there or whatever. Or what is the girl? Betty Page. Boop. Betty Page is still in the top 10 of dead celebrity earning celebrities. What generation was that?
Yeah. She says her financial manager also stopped paying her taxes in 2012. So that hasn't helped her out.
He just totally did. Yeah, I got you. Sure, you're all taken care of. And then just turned and went the other way.
So, and he's coming back and saying, she had $500,000 in credit card debt. So there.
$500,000 for her is
that's
nothing.
Enough. That's really nothing for Presley.
Come on.
Okay, and finally, here's what Lars Ulrich, the Metallica drummer, has to say about touring as a hologram. Somebody asked him about this. Could you ever see the day when there's a Metallica touring as a hologram?
I saw them over the summer. They just crushed CenturyLink Field.
He said, if the primary objective of a concert is to bring people together and share an experience, why do you need us to be there? He says, I don't have a problem with it. With a hologram, if you got the music, you got the equipment, you got the lights, and you got the video.
You got someone that can go, ooh.
Go ahead, hologram us and put it out there. So he's saying when he's dead and when they're dead and gone, or when they just can't do it anymore, he's got no problem with a hologram being out there representing Metallica. I don't have a problem with that stuff either. I think it's okay. Once those guys are gone, you're not going to pay, and I'm not going to pay the full price that I'd pay to see the Rolling Stones or that I'd pay to see Metallica when they were alive. But if it's a good hologram of those guys, a reasonably priced ticket, and the audio is good, absolutely. Bring it on. That's the trash. Oh, you got some Bob Seger over there?
Well, Bob Seger, he put off his tour. He had the show scheduled here in November. But he canceled it because he had some back problems, I think it was. But he does have an album coming out on Friday. And here's a couple of little songs.
Let's go to take a goodbye.
slow to fade.
That's the one about Glenn Frey. That's the one about Glenn Frey. They could say, I knew you win.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And that's the name of the album, I Knew You Win.
Oh, okay.
So a tribute to Glenn Frey in there.
Yeah, it was last week. He was supposed to be here last week at the Key last week, Bob Seger was. So
well, he says he's got a tour reboot coming and the record will be here on Friday. One of his classics. KISN.